Welcome back in. Thank you so much for joining us on the CCA California podcast. Good to be with you another week. Tony, how are you?
Hi, good. It is, I can't believe it's already May, and we are jam-packed.
Is it May already?
It is May. Justin Timberlake said it the best. It's going to be May.
I didn't even think about that meme until you just brought it up, so thank you for that.
Good old JT. But we have, this month, we are jam-packed with super fun events going on, and we have guests in here today. We get to talk all about an event that's coming up.
Yeah, super stoked about that. Three events in 3 weeks. It's going to be a brutal stretch like show season, but we can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Well, before we get started, Tony, you've got a wonderful message from our wonderful people at Fishing Syndicate.
Here at CCA, we are syndicated. Fishing Syndicate offers one of the best lineups of premium fishing rods designed, prepared, and built by fishermen for anglers of all ages. That's you. The FS Passion shows in each one of their quality products. They design and build quality products that meet and exceed the desires and demands of all anglers, which provide maximum strength, confidence, and long-term reliability while you're out fishing. From trout to cow bluefin tuna, there's an FS rod that will meet your needs at a very affordable price. Don't forget, custom orders are available too. Visit fishingsyndicate.com to check out the lineup or visit their shop in La Habra Tuesdays through Saturdays. And don't forget to grab some of that FS swag as well. Get syndicated.
Thank you, Tony. And you've had the pleasure of working with these fine individuals over the last 6 months-ish?
Has it been 6 months? I guess so. Flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. So in studio, we'll start at the top. Mr. David Chavez, loyal listener to the podcast. David.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Welcome, guys.
So you are the president of the San Diego chapter of CCA.
I am.
For a long time.
7 years running, going on 8.
Wow.
So, yeah. Wow. But let me first start with acknowledging you two and the fine work you do. The heart. I listen to every episode, and I'm just going to start this one with saying you guys do a phenomenal job for our state. All right. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for your dedication. And most importantly, we appreciate what you do for us.
We appreciate you guys.
Excellent.
Yeah. Can't do it without you guys.
Yeah.
Well, David, do you want to introduce your local chapter board members for us?
Sure. Today we have here, I brought Luis Almeida Jr. He's my treasurer on our board. And Dave Rohde, he's my membership chairman, so also on my board. And together, they're just one of the many that we have on our team that bring a lot of the events that you see locally and the value that we need here in our chapter, in our city. So thank you, guys. Go ahead, say hi and introduce yourself.
Hello. How's it going? So yeah. I'm Luis, as Dave said. I'm the treasurer, longtime off and on board member. I was one of the original board members when CCA first started in California. Had to take a little leave, but I'm back. And
9 years ago, too.
Yeah.
It's been 9 years when this first started.
Yeah.
So, long time.
Yeah. So. Mr. Rohde.
Time flies. Yeah. I've been here for about 7 years now. Arnie Seco invited me, and I checked it out and didn't take long to kind of fall into the flow and, see how I could help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we appreciate all three of you guys being here today and also everything that you guys do for the chapter as well. Well, so one of the reasons why we brought you guys on is we've got a big event coming up on May 18th, Apps and Taps. Before we get into the nitty-gritty details, Dave, do you want to take this one as to how we came up with this whole concept of Apps and Taps, what it's all about, and what it's going to be like on the 18th?
Sure. So I've been, like with Luis, I've been around since the inception of CCA California here, the grassroots movement. And for many years, it was a banquet-style bench seat, everybody show up, sit at the table, do the CCA, talk down and raise funds and have dinner and then, go about our ways. But which is nothing wrong. It was a great, great opportunity to come and support the cause and raise funds for our efforts. But in doing that, it became a little, I think, monotonous and kind of repetitious to what we were doing. And I wanted to turn something into having more of a come over, come join us, have fun, have a party, and go about the rest of your evening. And so we wanted to do an open concept thing where we come and raise funds and have a good time, have some good food and have some good drinks. So we came up with the apps and taps, apps for appetizers and taps for the brews and spirits that we serve at our events.
I know we have had this conversation plenty of times, but really Absinthe Taps, it was the, I guess the first one or the experiment, because we had traditionally what we had called banquets, to where, right. You know, it was a typical, you know, when you think of a banquet, you sit down for a meal, you have your raffles, you have all that stuff, and there's a program with it. With Absinthe Taps, it's an event. It turned into an event to where everyone just comes in, has a good time, party, and you were, the cavalier.
Libations. Yeah, it's been good. That was the concept, you know. And it's year three now of Absinthe Taps, and as it continues to grow, I hope to make this into some huge event that you might see in one of the other states in our organization, where we can expect thousands of individuals to come and live bands playing in multiple areas. That's my grand view of this. It's, let's take up the waterfront and have it fenced off, and let's do something huge.
Mm-hmm. Right. Lewis and Mr. Rody, how do you guys feel Absinthe Taps is going? Because this is year number three for us, right?
Year number three, yeah.
In your opinion, how's it going?
No, it's going great. I think as we've seen from year to year, it's growing. The nice thing about the Absinthe Taps, as Dave said, you know, everybody comes, it's a party. Oh, but we just happen to raise funds at a party. So it's a great way to, you know, hobnob with all the industry people that come to the event, sample all our great craft beer that we have in San Diego. It's like, you know, we're the craft beer capital of the U.S., so it's perfect opportunity to come sample a bunch of beers, have some great food.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have a raffle. We got to raise funds, obviously, but, you know, it's a party.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It is.
It is a party, and it's becoming easier to recruit people to be a part of the party, meeting sponsors. So the first year it was like getting the word out, getting it on people's radar, and it went well. But each year since then, it's become a little easier. They've caught the excitement because it is fun, and it gives people a chance to mingle more too.
And not so much talk shop, but just have enjoyable, seeing the people from the industry, from your local, you know, fisheries, and just have a good time, but not talk business if you don't want to. But it's a party.
Yep, they mingle. They go from station to station, vendor to vendor, food to drink station, and it just, you know, creates a lot more fun atmosphere.
That's the concept. We have VIP tables that, you know, we put out there. Somebody would like to bring a whole group, and you can sit down, and that's your table. But really, it's conceptually, it's constant movement, walking around, talking to people, trying all the different brews and all the different appetizers we have there. We have a number of great supporters that have been with us year after year, year number three. And it's been a little challenging for us to break away from that banquet style concept that we had been working on for many years. But as we grow and we transition, we see the benefits of this, and it's working in our chapter here. It's working well. And then, like you said, other chapters have kind of done a spin-off of this, and some have taken this same layout and used the fit, form, function for them. And that's great because it works. It works great, and it's been fun. It's been fun, and I look forward to having this continuously grow and evolve.
So moving away from that banquet setting, you guys are adding something new and exciting this year, and that's a specific award, a San Diego chapter-specific award that you guys awarded. So do you guys want to go into the Beacon Award?
Sure. Last year we did the first kind of test run of this. The year prior, we hosted the Anthony Shea Award at our fundraiser. And we thought that was great. It brought in a great crowd. It brought in the Shiny Boat people. It brought in a bunch of locals that we weren't typically used to seeing, like just non-fishing industry, non-fishermen. We had a good variety of individuals that came and had a good time. And we took that Anthony Shea Award kind of concept and spun it off as the San Diego Chapter Beacon Award, acknowledging individuals from our local backyard here, you know, and they're giving them their, I guess we would say, like, respect that they deserve and have earned throughout the years of their dedication, their commitment, and their support that they've given in our industry. So we did it last year. We hadn't established the name yet, but we honored Art and Celia Taylor from the Fish and Vessel Searcher, and that was great. So our vice president, Arnie Seiko, came up with the idea, like, let's turn this into something and continue to bring people in and acknowledge people from our chapter. Since, I mean, look at where we're at, right? We're fishing capital, sporty boats of the world here. You got some of the best fishing you can find in most of the world. It's great. And we have some really important and accomplished individuals that we should acknowledge. You know? So, yeah. And so that's it. The San Diego Chapter Beacon Award is what we've come up with. And this year we're honoring third annual for our banquet or our fundraiser, but first annual for the Beacon Award, we're honoring Captain Franklin Presti. And it's going to be great. It's well-deserved.
For sure.
Very cool. And, you know, you're right. Frank has done so much for not only CCA, but also for the entire industry. Absolutely. I mean, he's doing, continually doing, you know, getting the next generation up and running as far as, you know, boat ownership and all that stuff. It's no secret.
And you see that when you're out there on the boats. I mean, you see these deckhands when we were younger or when I first started fishing, and now they've picked up skipper and they're running the boats, and, you know, it's, you watch this occurring, you know, and he's been a big part of not just that portion, but the landings and the businesses and the support that and the community, right, and the infrastructure that's kind of been built around San Diego. So it's there's so much more we can talk on, but this is a piece of our way of saying, like, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, give us the nitty gritty details. As far as cost, and are there tickets and tables still available? All that good stuff.
Sure. We have individual tickets that are available for $75 a piece. That includes your CCA annual membership. And for the VIP tables, those are $1,000 for a table of 10, and they include extra perks. We have a swag bag. We have a variety of gifts within that swag bag, including raffle tickets for those who are participating in that. So.
Yep, and then we also have, I believe we have the $100 VIP ticket that includes a swag bag and some things. That's $100 per person. That's just an extra incentives that come with that ticket price as opposed to the $75 one. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's options for everybody.
It's going to be really fun.
I think so. No, I know so, I should say, right? Well, I know so. It will be a good time.
It is fun because before you know it, the event's over, and we're like, what do you mean it's over? And we just started. It goes by so quick, even though we get there early in the morning.
Yeah, we're there all day, but the event, it flies by. Everybody's having a good time. They're dancing. They're drinking. They're talking, and yep. It's over before you know it.
And this year, we had some great games. It'll be scattered throughout the event.
Some great sponsors, some great supporters. Let's touch on a few of those that we have, right?
I was going to say, list out your sponsors and who's all going to be there.
Yeah, so let me start off with a few, and I'll share the load with my guys. First off, I'd like to say, you know, like, thank you to some of our local and California, CCA California, known sponsors, and Papa's Pilar is one of them. You know, we're going to have them there. Bill Boyce will be there supporting, serving shots of rum.
That guy.
Hey, yeah. He brings the party, though. We're it. Come on now.
You know it's a party when Bill Boyce shows up.
Right? We got Calafino Tequila's back. They were a hit last year.
Oh, yeah.
People were loving that. Local distillery.
Carlsbad.
Yep. And people were loving their tequila. We also have B&S Brewery. And Matt Cohaney will be there. Burning Beard. A big one that we have this year, again, is coming back from Salty Crew and with their Coronado Brewery brewed Salty Crew beer. So thank you to them as well. They've been big supporters, and they're really turning it up this year with us as state sponsors and supporters.
Nice. Very
so
cool.
What are some of the other ones we have here, guys?
We've got Alesmith is coming.
Yeah.
And Alesmith has helped to recruit Epic Brewing, you know, to our event. And so that'll be a fun vibe with them there. We have on the food side, we have Captain Dan's Pizza.
Phenomenal pizza. Yeah. On the fly. Yeah. Fresh cooked.
Yeah, exactly. Fresh cooked on the spot.
I mean, he's slinging them as fast as he can cook them.
Secret family recipe as
secret,
well.
Yeah. If you've not had Captain Dan pizza, come on.
I've had a few.
What did he serve at the Del Mar show? He had the little Caprese shooters.
I could have had 20 of those.
Those were delicious.
They were so good.
Ravioli. Yeah. He put on a good spread at our Del Mar dinner night. But, yeah, Captain Dan's.
He really does. He knows food. He knows what people like. And I mentioned Firehouse Subs that we have.
Right.
We have Smoked Fish. We have Mr. Taco.
Right.
So we've got a little something for everybody.
Well, don't forget the big hit that we had last year was Sushi on a Roll. Jeff Roberto, if you don't know him, man, you better check him out. he came hard with it last year. But we had a 150-pound tuna donated, right, fresh off the boat. And he put that up on the table. And, I mean, that thing looked like piranhas hit it. It was bones and head by the time the event was over.
Yeah, it didn't even make it through the whole event, right? About 2 hours, 3 hours into the event.
No,
to get a second helping and it was gone.
And that was on top of the food we had contracted out
for. And we had a lot of food.
We had a lot of food. It was good.
So that's always a big hit at our event when Jeff comes.
The food itself is just making my mouth water right now.
So, everyone come hungry.
Yes.
Come hungry and thirsty.
And thirsty.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention the dessert part of that,
Yeah.
One of your favorites, Chris, I know.
He has a sweet tooth.
You sent me the picture the other day, I think. Yeah.
So that's provided by Don and Kathy Salveson. They do bakery, and they, for the last 2 years, have done theme cupcakes for the crowd, and they do just such a good job. Do they taste fantastic, but they decorate them on theme, and it's a labor of love. So that's always a fun aspect of it too.
Very much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, we got a great lineup, great drinks, great food. We got soft drinks being sponsored by PepsiCo. And thank you to Dwayne Patnod and the San Diego Angler Foundation for coming through on us and putting that together.
Yeah. We have
Julian Beer as well. Right.
I was just there the other day, actually.
Were you? Yeah. They're good. It's good stuff. They're hard. Yeah. They're hard cider, man. Wow.
Really
that
good.
Hits.
Yeah. Are you a cider guy, David? Is that what it
I'm
is?
I'm not, but hey, occasionally you got to try something different, right?
They're bringing a couple of different flavors of beer that that proved to be, you know, something to look forward to in and of itself.
So and we will have a little bit of non-alcoholic beers there for those that want to look like they're participating, but not
want to look like. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. A little bit of wine, a little bit of spirits, you know, some beers, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have some static vendors that'll be there. We have OCT, One Cold Tuna, Jeff will be there. Fish and Syndicate, one of the great supporters and sponsors of our organization. Oliver and his team will be there supporting us. Who else do we have showing up?
We have Terrafin. Terrafin will be coming out.
Terrafin,
display.
I mean, there's a lot. This is so the concept of Apps and Taps upon the concept of building it was to do an outdoor event, right, and keep it outside and during the summer. You get that late twilight and the ambiance of being outdoors and having a party. That's what we're looking for. We're trying to continuously grow. So this year we had to make some adjustments and we went from an outdoor event at Portuguese Hall. And we were competing with a lot of other events and fundraisers.
They're kind of mistaking our event for another event because everything's at Portuguese.
Everything's at Portuguese. So although they're great, Portuguese Hall takes care of us and they've always done a great job for us. But this year we're going to be holding it at Marina Village at the Baja Room. It's one of the largest venue that they have there, the largest room, and with the upwards of 300 person capacity. And we're anticipating about 200 people, I would say, hopefully, if you guys come through and we have a good time. There'll still be plenty of food and beer for us, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have this indoor this year. Not to take away from the ambiance, we're still going to be a great theme and event. So because of its location.
And we're right on the water.
We're right on the water because of its location. So it's a dock party.
Yeah.
Come with it. Let's do it. Have fun. Right next to Seaforth Landing. And
to be fair, with the weather that we've had this spring, you kind of need it indoors just to be safe.
It's been a little weird, hasn't it? The wind, the I don't know if it's like.
It's almost muggy outside.
If it's crying, the weather's crying. It's
May gray. Having,
yeah, an attack? I don't know, man. May gray. Mm-hmm. July showers, it might be. Who knows?
No, don't. Gosh, don't even say that. Yeah. Just don't tempt fate.
Well, our event's not in July, so I threw it out there.
Yeah. Sets up well because not only do we have everything set up inside, there are outdoor areas to enjoy. There's an atrium. Mm-hmm. There are outdoor patios immediately adjacent to that particular building, which is kind of off to the far south end by itself.
Right.
And the parking is all free. It's ample. It's easy access. So there's some real advantages to this location we're excited about.
Oh, yeah.
No parking anxiety.
No parking anxiety. That was another one of those things you kind of compete with around Portuguese Hall, right?
A little bit.
So, again, May 18th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know, you guys get a chance. Check us out at ccacalifornia.org. Go to events, and you can find our flyer and event there. You can do a purchase right on the website. You can reach out to us through social media, the CCA California at Instagram, Facebook. You can go through our Facebook, CCA California San Diego chapter. You can message us. So there's no excuse to why you can't find us. So we're constantly out and about. We're hitting up the local fishing clubs. We're out in the community. We're constantly in and out of events, just showing face. So if you really want to make an attempt to be there and you can't figure out how to do it, grab us by the shoulder and we'll walk you through it. We'll process your payments. And if you want to show up the day of, let's do it ad hoc. Come through and have a good time with us.
Yeah, David, and we'll have a booth set up at the summer kickoff at Dana Landing this Saturday. So
yeah, that'll be this Saturday, right? And then the following week we'll be over at Dana Landing again for, what is it you're doing, Tony, the BD CCA California?
Yeah, it's the first annual BD Outdoors CCA California. It's the Bay Bass Classic. So we have a little over 100 anglers. We have about 20-something kids. Most of them are adults. You know, the other 80-something are adults. But it
turned out great.
It's going to be a blast. And that's another one of those things that we wanted just a really fun event for people of all ages to just come out and fish and just have a great time.
Yeah, that's great. The kids. It's important for the kids, right?
Absolutely. So
I've always been involved with kids stuff. It's always been part of my passion to be involved in kids' events and look out for their youth. But I'm going to roll back around to that portion. But talking about the event, so the apps and taps this year, again, we were talking about the location, the price, the time. Mm-hmm. And if you need to get a hold of us, like, again, we're always at some sort of an event, some sort of other sponsored thing going on that maybe some organization is having. You can find us in and out of the city. You know, you can reach out to Chris. You can reach out to Tony. And
you
to myself, please reach out to myself. We're always looking for volunteers.
I love how you direct it to us all the time.
That's called deflection. Stiff arm right there, right? No. Yeah.
This is one of the best ways that folks can support us.
Yes.
And it benefits them too, because as we mentioned, there's plenty of food, drink, party atmosphere. It's fun. But this is our annual fundraiser. The raffles are just,
chock full
of really good stuff this year, too. We're excited about that. So,
and this is really, I think you were alluding to this, Dave, this is the best way to support CCA as well.
Absolutely. There's always general membership, right? Your basic $40 membership. We're an NGO that's membership driven, that supports our main cause. But when it comes to really putting in putting our irons in the fire, it's these type of events that really help us put an effort towards our cause, right? So it's we need those volunteers. We need your help. We meet at the San Diego Marlin Club every second Tuesday of the month on the steady. You can always find us there from 7 to 9 p.m. We're always looking for volunteers, support, board members. If you want to be active, if you want to be involved, come check us out. Give us a call. Reach out to us. Reach out to myself or Chris and Tony here, and they will direct you to us. And whether it's an hour or two a month, or you can put in 6 or 8 hours a month, there's always something for us to do. We're constantly planning year to year and looking forward.
For sure. Apps and Taps, we also do have that charter coming up too on the San Diego.
Yeah, let me let Lewis talk about that one.
Well, I don't even know the date yet.
June 21st.
Okay, caught him. Caught him on the blank.
Yeah,
it's the weekend of Yellowtail Shootout. That's how I remember it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's Friday.
Friday on the San Diego.
Yeah.
It's our new member charter. as we've done in the past, how many years now?
Four?
At least four, yeah.
At least four.
And it always turned out to be a great trip.
Great trip. Thank you to Booger and for helping us out and supporting us.
Yeah, Ryan's always supporting CCA. Yeah, man. So,
great event.
We get on that boat and go slay the yellowtail.
Yeah.
And we have a free raffle on that, too.
A great raffle on that. I typically win the rod, though. But
yeah, we got
like three CCA rods with the logo.
Yeah. So it seems like at every event, we have a great raffle going on.
There's always something fun, always an incentive. So like those incentives, right? What I was saying earlier is that, you know, we're membership driven, right? But we always have an incentive going on, right? So, whether it's a trade show like the Bart Hall show, right? Or you're at PCS or just locally here, like we're doing the summer kickoff. There's always an incentive going on where if you need to renew your membership, find out in your chapter locally what's going on. And most things that we do include, the event will include a membership. So it's kind of, you'll find a perk in attending, but also renewing your membership. So
for sure, yes. For sure. Well, guys, before we let you guys go, we'll start with you, David. Why do you do this? I mean, you're not a paid employee. You're a volunteer. In the end of it, you're donating so much time, effort, energy, bandwidth of your busy schedule and all that stuff. Why is CCA so important to you?
Well, I've always been an angler since I was little. I really found my passion when I came to the San Diego Anglers. That's my home fishing club, right? That's where I met Lewis, and we started working together. Lewis and I have always had a solid friendship that way, and always had each other's backs when no matter what it is we were doing, we were supporting each other. So when I came to the San Diego Anglers Fishing Club, is where I really started to see my passion and my hobby like flourish and grow. I started volunteering there, and then I realized that there are things combating those passions. There's always somebody trying to take away what we want or what we deserve or what's our right. And that's when I started to change my focus, and I said, this is CCA is what it is. They came to us, and we were kind of hesitant. They were, you know, CCA's coming back, and we were like, well, we don't know. Who's CCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
As we started to do
still
our research.
Still relatively new.
Still relatively new, yeah. We started to do our research and look at the mission statements and what was the focus. Started realizing that, you know, there's a bigger picture here. And in order to preserve our fisheries and our coastlines and fight for what it is that we enjoy and for the future of this and the kids, that's where I really started to focus my attention and redirect it into our local efforts and importance system.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's a big point of, you know, volunteering with CCA, because it is about the kids. Yeah, it's about us also, but we're looking to preserve our rights to be able to fish and for our kids to fish and their kids to fish moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, you were a founding member of the original chapter. You put in your time, man.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the first CCA meeting was in a motorhome, the Bart Hall show in the back.
Real dumb.
That is a funny story. Had a one-on-one with the CCA National. And what their purpose was to come into California, and that's when Dwayne, myself, David, and a few other San Diego Angler members said, okay, let's go forward with this and let's start pushing this.
I was a volunteer. Lewis was on the board.
That is a classic story, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, classic, right?
In a motorhome in the back.
We're in one. I can't. Jack Nielsen's motorhome, I think.
Yeah. What are you guys cooking in there?
Yeah.
We're plotting.
Yeah.
We're plotting change.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was just a perfect opportunity when they came in. Something that I took heart at. It was like, we got to support CCA.
And I got to say, I'm very proud of what's happening in the state. I understand, you know, we got to pick and choose our battles, and not all of them are going to be won. But if we don't have somebody fighting and standing up for the anglers and for the rights of what we have, you know, they're going to take it away. And when it's taken away, they don't typically give it back, right? So
never.
Well said.
Right.
As for me, I believe in it. I believe there's a need
thoroughly,
for it.
Absolutely.
Because there are those who would have an agenda to take it away. Others, you know, don't understand that it is a sustainable resource. And so there needs to be a voice, and I believe that CCA is having an effective voice.
Yeah,
you know, in bringing good science to the discussion, pointing out that we're conservationists. You know, we want it to be here today and tomorrow.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, our tagline says it well. Advocacy, habitat, hatchery. You know, we work on all three. Advocacy to work on the legislation part to defend our rights and bring good science to the discussion. And CCA has done a great job of that, by the way. You know, they do it in a non-combative way, you know, at the outset. But, you know, it's effective fighting. You know, we just have a respected voice in that arena. And on the habitat and hatchery front, we've got accomplishments on that end too. Reef restoration projects, working with Hubs, SeaWorld Research Institute on the hatchery side.
There's a lot happening, right?
There is a lot happening on the big level impact the fishery and preserve it for today and tomorrow.
And on that, I guess we would call it that flag level, leadership level, right? The executive board and the state board, they're doing a phenomenal job on and putting our direction in place and then trickling it down to the chapters, to the boots on the ground, so that we can know where our goals are and what we're trying to win for. So
I say this often, everyone in this whole organization, everyone has their role. Where you as the chapter president, you guys as volunteers, and as a whole, your chapter, us, Tony and I, have our role. Everyone has their role to make the whole organization basically thrive. And it really is thriving in California.
It is. Going on 8 years that I've been this, I'll tell you, I'm not planted in the industry. I don't have a vested interest in the fishing industry per se. You know, I don't own a business that relates to the industry, but I understand the concept. I understand where it comes from and what it feeds, and it feeds my interest. It feeds my passion, right? So understanding that has been huge. You don't have to be in the fishing industry, in the fishing community. Just be an angler and have the desire to make a change and work for it. When I started as president, I didn't have a whole clue of what I was doing, but you know, I've winged a lot of it, and I've had a lot of support from you and my chapter, and Wayne's got me on the back of the head a little bit here and there. You know, if you don't get picked on by Wayne, even though he may have to jump to slap you a little bit, but you know, he lets us know right or wrong, so it's great. We've got a lot of good leadership up there from top to bottom.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, guys, anything else we want to talk about before we let you guys go? Anything else coming up? Obviously, we have summer kickoff tomorrow, the Bay Bass Seminar or the Bay Bass Tournament the week after, Absence Taps the week after that, Memorial Day, kickoff of Star.
Star Tournament, yeah.
Star Ridiculous. Tournament. We didn't even touch on Star.
Yeah.
I know.
That's going to be a big
thing. That's a whole another
Don't forget the June new member charter on the San Diego.
Yeah.
Get tickets because that one always sells out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a limited load.
Does. When you can't find a trip because the bite is hot, you might want to check with us. We might have a spot. Somebody fell off.
Typically,
right?
Yeah.
The bluefin just started the bite, so they're back on the chew. So,
we're doing something really special this year just for our local board members. We're doing an all board members charter on the Vendetta with Captain Ray Summers, Vendetta 2.
August 20th.
So that'll be fun. So, you know, like just one of those incentives and perks we do for our internal volunteers. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and that's, again, another limited load.
Limited load.
20 people searching for bluefin.
Yeah. Nice. I like it. Tony, we're staring down the barrel of 4 events in 4 weeks.
Yeah. You guys got it loaded.
But it's all good stuff.
It's all good.
It's all fun good. Stuff, so we're excited.
Sweet. Well, we certainly appreciate you guys coming down and taking time out of your busy schedules to be here with us. And we're going to have a good time, May 18th. Yeah.
Can't wait for May 18th.
Yep,
for sure. See you all there.
Yeah. Once again, ccacalifornia.org to reserve your spot to Apps and Taps. And hopefully we see you guys there. And we will see you guys next week.
Excellent. See you guys.
Take care. Yep.